You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Ultieri. The director of the press office of the Holy See, Greg Burke, is accompanying Pope Francis during the Holy Father's weekend visit to Georgia and Azerbaijan. The Holy Father spent Saturday in Georgia, and we looked back on the day with Greg Burke, who shared his impressions of the day's events with Vatican Radio's special envoy in Georgia, Gabriella Cerazzo, of the radio's Italian language service.
It's been a very intense day and a half, there's no doubt about that. And I think the two key elements, one is just sort of taking care of the Pope's small flock. This is a country with a very tiny Catholic population, and he was here to take care of it. There was a mass today, this morning, and also a visit in the afternoon to both seminarians, religious nuns. There was a lot of Italian being spoken, actually. You can see that the Italians have a strong influence here. And also a visit to a hospital or a healthcare center run by religious, Italian religious. And it's been those two things, essentially. It's been the ecumenical question with the Orthodox and showing concern for the small flock here.
Ecco, parliamo dell'ecumenismo.
Gabriella asked Burke more specifically about the ecumenical focus of the visit.
Sicuramente dei gesti molto belli. Come leggere? A che punto siamo?
There's certainly a whole lot more that's positive than negative. I think there are a couple points you can say, yeah, we still have a way to go. There's no doubt about that. We had hoped for to see an Orthodox a delegation at the Mass this morning. They didn't show up. There's also been some tiny protest here and there, but those really don't count if you look at all of the goodwill that we've seen, and an incredible amount of goodwill from the Patriarch himself. First the visit yesterday, and then today in their cathedral. It was splendid, and signs of real affection one for another, and a promise. They each made a promise to pray for one another, and I think, yeah, the overall it's been positive, and certainly shows that it's on the right track, no doubt about it. The relations with the Orthodox are on the right track.
Papa Francesco, come sta vivendo questo suo...
Burke also addressed the particular strengths of the Holy Father that have been thus far on display.
Obviously the relations with the Orthodox is a very important one to Pope Francis. So I think he says, you know, we go ahead. Despite difficulties, we go ahead. And he was really good in talking about that today with the seminarians, the religious, and the others here. He's saying proselytism is not the way. How do we get along with the Orthodox? We get along with the Orthodox by being friends, by walking together, by praying for one another, and by doing works of charity together. I mean, essentially giving a Christian witness. We can both do this at the same time. And he was really strong, the Pope, I would say, today, both in the Mass and in the other meetings, as a catechist, as a sort of basic, let's remember how to live the Christian faith. Let's go back to the basics and finding the joy in living the Christian faith.
That was the director of the press office of the Holy See, Greg Burke, speaking with Vatican Radio's Gabriella Cerazzo. I'm Chris Ultieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.